Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, here with Patricia Cota Robles, and we're wishing you a happy solstice. So wherever you are in the world, may we unite globally and in our intention. And I'm going to step aside and please give a beautiful, warm, heartfelt welcome to Patricia. Just send an energetic hug and we'll be off and running. Patricia, welcome.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. It's wonderful to be here. Powerful time.
Absolutely. And you're probably the best person I know of to tell us what is the significance of this time period. What is happening on planet Earth right now, and particularly with this solstice?
Well, this has been such an incredibly powerful year. And we've talked before about the fact many times that as we moved into the new Earth on December 21st and 22nd in 2012, we were told that there would be a three-year period of really accelerated transformation, and then we would just take this quantum leap forward in 2016, and it has certainly manifested that. We went through, you know, from the equinox, these equinoxes and solstices and full moons and eclipses series and things that we go through, these waves of light that come from the heavenly realms bathe the planet Earth. And what always happens, you know, there's a universal law that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. And even though we perpetually go through these cycles and these celestial alignments and all of these things on an annual basis, and also cyclically as we go through grand crosses and eclipses and all of those kind of things, that energy flows forth and bathes the Earth. But in order for it to be effective in the physical plane, it has to be magnetized through the divinity within the hearts of souls abiding in the physical plane. So for eons of time, the beings of light have indicated that what was known as cosmic moments come and cosmic moments go, but there weren't enough people on the planet awake enough to really open their heart center and their crown chakra of enlightenment to the flow of this light in order to bring it in on the holy breath into the physical plane. But all of that has changed now, and there are literally millions and millions of souls that are already awakened and millions of souls awakening every single day. And as they do, they reach up in consciousness and they become aware that through the divinity of their heart, they are truly the open door that no one can shut. And because we are one, and because there is no separation, we have the ability of saying, I am my I am presence, and I'm one with the I am presence of all humanity. And as I absorb this light on behalf of myself, I bring it through every person's I am presence for the benefit of that person. And the higher self, the I am presence of that person, then has permission to absorb this light and utilize it in perfect alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good. So this quantum shift of consciousness that has taken place, there are literally millions, probably billions of people on the planet at this time that are able to utilize this incredible energy. And what happens is, as this light flows into the physical plane, it blesses all of us, and it enters the core of purity in every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle of energy. And it activates the core of purity and pushes anything that conflicts with that light to the surface. So on a very practical level, this year we've gone through unprecedented shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness, specifically since the equinox in March and this solar eclipse and lunar eclipse series that we went through. Then May was an incredible expansion of the divinity within each person's heart flame with these energies coming into the physical plane. And then we are moving forward now to today, to this solstice. And because of this incredible influx of light and the negativity being pushed to the surface, we've been experiencing some incredibly challenging and from all outer appearances horrific things in the outer world. And I want to talk about that a minute. But first I want to just clarify what it means when this light enters the physical plane of Earth. You know, every single day there are billions of people on this planet that in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into the physical plane. So this influx of light, this heartfelt plea to the heavenly realms, is always heard and is always answered. In addition to those souls that are not truly aware of the magnitude of what is happening, but are just praying for intervention to help eliminate the pain and suffering in their own lives, there are millions of souls who are very consciously aware of the magnitude of this moment and the opportunity at hand, and the fact that every single person on this planet has been preparing for lifetimes to be the open door for this light to assist the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution in this ascension process that we're in the midst of, into the higher frequencies of the fifth-dimensional crystalline new Earth that we're moving into. And so what is happening now is that with all of those prayers and all of that influx of light, it flows through every person's heart flame that's invoking it. And as I said, there are millions of people invoking it through the I Am presence of every person on their behalf. So literally, through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on this planet, this light is flowing in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good. And so it flows into the physical plane, and this light is always vibrating with the heavenly frequencies in the causal body of God. So the light that we're receiving through these waves of celestial assistance and light are based in the foundation of divine love, reflecting oneness and reverence for all life and the highest divine potential as sons and daughters of God. So in the outer world, this light flows into everything that conflicts with that. So just for a moment, think of the things that we're becoming aware of around the world that don't reflect oneness and divine love and reverence for all life, that don't reflect those patterns of heaven on earth. There are myriad very painful, very difficult things. So what is happening is this light enters the core of purity in the electronic light substance that is forming those negative patterns. And that electronic light substance, in even the most distorted form of war or poverty or disease or hatred or greed or corruption or the abuse of power or whatever it is that's manifesting that is not heaven on earth, that energy that's forming those gross mutations of God's light was originally God's neutral life force that we, as sons and daughters of God, received through the divinity of our heart, and then through our free will choices and how we chose to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling, we took that precious life substance and distorted it often into these gross mutations that are manifesting as all of these painful things. And you know, when we first came into the physical plane at our inception eons ago, we were told not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because as long as we didn't manifest what was perceived to be evil, as long as we had no consciousness of that, we wouldn't create the things reflecting that. And all evil is, and this is important for us to understand because we've seen such incredibly horrific negative things manifesting that certainly reflects evil. But all evil is the absence of divine love. And so poverty is evil, war is evil, hatred of any kind, abuse of power, prejudice, discrimination, hate, all of those things are not based in a foundation of love. But the life substance that manifests as that originally was. And we took that life, and through our free will choices and how we decided to use our thoughts and feelings, we created these gross mutations. So now what's happening as we move into the light and ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth, this distorted human miscreation of any form, anything on the physical plane that's reflecting anything less than heaven on earth is a human miscreation. So this incredible influx of light is entering the core of purity in all of those miscreations, every single thing on earth that's not reflecting heaven on earth and divine love and oneness and reverence for life. Because in the core of purity, just like within the divinity of every person's heart, no matter how far their behavior patterns and their choices may be from reflecting the profound truth that they are a beloved son or daughter of God, no matter how appalling their life experience is at this moment, they still have that spark of divinity within their heart that contains the full divine potential of a son or daughter of God, or they couldn't exist. It's just that simple. So, for instance, on a practical level, in every electron that is manifesting as poverty, still pulsates in the core of that energy, in every electron, in the nucleus, the divine potential of that energy, which is always going to be God's infinite abundance. And so this light is activating that core of purity, and it's pushing everything that conflicts with that divine abundance to the surface. So we're seeing all kinds of things that reflect that type of thing and how that manifested. So we're seeing greed, and we're seeing corruption, and we're seeing abuse of power, and we're seeing poverty, and we're seeing lack and limitation and plagues and pestilence and all of these things that created that poverty consciousness and that outer world lack and limitation through our free will choices being pushed to the surface. And the exact same thing is happening with every malady we're experiencing. Now, interestingly, as this light flows in, the energies that are associated with abundance, and that's a critical part of our life work at this time, the energies associated with that are associated with what is known as the 10th solar aspect of deity. There are 12 solar aspects of deity, each one having different qualities and attributes and colors and musical tones and gifts from the heavenly realms that we are using to manifest and create, learning to become co-creators. The one that is associated with abundance and prosperity is the 10th solar aspect of deity. Now, the important thing about that at this time is that this energy not only reflects the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God that is our divine birthright, it reflects God's eternal peace. And what the Company of Heaven wants us to truly understand is that these two attributes of God, infinite abundance and eternal peace, are inseparable aspects of the 10th solar aspect of deity, which means in order for us to bring this light in this form into the physical plane, both of those things must exist. We cannot have God's infinite abundance without eternal peace, and we cannot have eternal peace without God's infinite flow of abundance. And so very recently, one of these important events that took place was the incredible influx of light pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface, which is what we've been seeing happening in the outer world. Now, the horrific things that are being pushed to the surface are to show us what we have miscreated through an absence of love and a lack of reverence for all life. And recently, in this month of June, on June 12th, we experienced a horrific outer world demonstration of humanity's hate and negativity and abuse of power being pushed to the surface. And with the experience that took place in Orlando. Now, we were actually in Milwaukee offering one of our free seminars that day on Sunday the 12th. And what we were guided to do, or what the beings of light told us was taking place that day, is that all over the world there are incredible portals of light that when we fell to such dense, discordant frequencies, it actually, those portals closed and became dormant so that this powerful light wouldn't just flow into the planet and then have an unawakened humanity take that light and distort it into more gross mutations. But what the beings of light told us was the divine mission for the free seminar that we had in Milwaukee is that above all of Wisconsin, there is a tremendous portal of light that has been dormant for eons of time. And this portal is the portal of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. And they said that at long last, with all of the shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place, and the influxes of light, specifically in this year, we have reached a critical mass that allows this portal to be open to full breadth, and that through the I Am presence of every person being held in this dimension of the physical plane of Earth, that this light is now flowing into the heart flame of each person's I Am presence. And as each person moves into that place of reverence for love and reverence for life and compassion and understanding, that this golden light of eternal peace and abundance will begin shifting the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the negativity that's being pushed to the surface. Now, the thing that occurred in Orlando at that time, the interesting outer world bigger picture, if we step back and look at it, that event was catastrophic and heartbreaking. But what the beings of light want us to see is the positive things that can happen when something like that has to surface to be healed and transmuted into light, can be brought to the attention of the outer world. And while this portal of eternal peace and abundance was being opened to full breadth, the world globally was focused on the horrific events that were taking place in Orlando. Now, Florida is within the portal of the largest open portal of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection on the planet. That portal, which flows with the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of the blue flame of our Father God's power and the pink flame of our Mother God's love. That portal expands through all of Florida, Cuba, the Caribbean islands. And this light that is the predominant energy, the seventh solar aspect of deity, is the predominant energy that we will be receiving during the Aquarian Age for the next 2,000 years. The complement of that purple light is the golden light of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. So both of these energies are coming into the physical plane. What happened in a positive way, so that we can look at it to realize that this horrific event and these precious souls involved in that did not leave this physical plane in vain, is that this month is the month that is dedicated to the LGBT civil rights movement, to pride in the gay community throughout the United States and other countries in the world as well. It is also the month of Ramadan, the most sacred and holy celebration in the Muslim religion. And what this outer world demonstration did is when millions of Muslims, peaceful, loving Muslims on this planet, witnessed one of their own distorting and mutating their sacred religion of peace into this horrific act of violence. It opened millions of Muslims' hearts in ways that probably nothing else would have at this level. And those precious souls all over the planet began flooding Florida with love and compassion and the consciousness of transmuting this hateful abuse of power that has been hijacked by the terrorists in the outer world. So within this portal of the violet flame, it created an incredible purging and healing from this consciousness that has hijacked. It built on the momentum of all of the things that had been taking place even the week before with the acknowledgement of Muhammad Ali and his death and his service to humanity as a peaceful Muslim. Many times building in momentum throughout that month, throughout that week since his death, it was demonstrated. He actually became, during the Vietnam War, a conscientious objector because he said, "My religion forbids me from killing other people," to show how far and how distorted this hateful belief system is that the terrorists have been creating and perpetrating in the name of Islam, this peaceful, love-based religion. In addition to that, the gay people throughout the communities, with all of the prejudice that now is still sometimes pitted against them, with all of the abuse of power, with all of the indignity that is inflicted on them because of who they love, this opened hearts, millions of hearts, probably billions as this went around the world, and people invoking the light, transmuting through that violet flame, that consciousness of prejudice and separation and the lack of reverence for life. And it created a level of compassion, a level of love, a level of understanding that healed eons worth of that abuse that has been inflicted on people because of who they love and because of who they are. So this incredible purification with all of the attention. Now, one of the things that happens is that where your attention is, there you are. And even if people are focusing on something that's horrific, like what took place on June 12th, the awakening humanity, we have the ability to say, we ask our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to gather up every electron of precious life energy that's being focused on this situation and purify this energy with infinite light of God and use this energy to heal and transmute and restore this outer world manifestation so that this type of thing will never happen again. This allows the lifting and shifting of consciousness. It isn't enough to just deal with outer world situations. We have to shift the consciousness of humanity. When we try to just deal with outer world appearances, like we cannot pass enough laws to prevent radical terrorist acts, whether they're homegrown, whether they're regarding religions, regarding gay people, regarding races, whatever it is, we can't legislate enough laws to stop that. But what we can do is shift the consciousness of humanity. Every single person, in the core of purity of their being, their heart flame, the divinity of their heart, absolutely knows that there is no separation, that we are one, and that oneness of life, reverence for all life, and transfiguring divine love is the order of the new day. We know at the core of our being, no matter how much we have forgotten that or how we've tried to block that, that with every single thought, word, action, or feeling we express to any part of life, we are either adding to the collective light of the world or we're adding to the negativity and the shadows. And that whatever we are sending out goes out, affects the world adversely if it's negative, and then reverberates back to us through the law of the circle, wreaking havoc in our own lives. This person who did this horrific terrorist act, in all probability, because of the propaganda and the lies that are being programmed into them, felt that he was going to be going to heaven to be blessed with 72 virgins as a martyr for this horrific act. Well, I assure you, that is not what he is experiencing. What we experience when we leave this physical plane, we've all heard people say that get close to the near-death experience and then come back, how their lives were flashing before them. One of the ways we learn things is that when we go into the inner realms, we are shown a panorama of our life, and we are shown every single thought, word, action, or feeling that we have expressed, and we feel, and that is recorded in our etheric body, the joy and love we brought to the world and those people. We also feel the pain and suffering we brought to the world. This is not punishment. This is how we learn and how we grow. So that once we go through that and experience the magnitude of the pain that we have caused, when we experience our next life, even if we don't consciously remember the specifics, when somebody tells us to kill another person, there is something at a subconscious level in our etheric body that just says, no, that is not okay, and that is not a way to solve problems, and I am not willing to do that. And so this young man, with all of his distorted brainwashing, is now experiencing the results of his actions. And these precious souls that have left the physical plane through this horrific act are experiencing their own life in their own way. But they are also, I assure you, experiencing the incredible loving compassion that is flowing into their heart flames and through their families and through the love and oneness of the family of humanity. So that they are experiencing how this sacrifice that they made has added to the light of the world, how this has helped to shift the horrific consciousness of prejudice and abuse toward gay people and lesbian people. And it also shows through the events of this particular person, they are the Muslim world is going to be receiving and experiencing an influx of love that is going to help through the I Am presence of even the most militant, radicalized Muslim, a level of knowing, of compassion and love for the family of humanity. And they may still try to block it, and they may not let it register, but step by step, this collective influx of compassion and love that humanity is experiencing genuinely is shifting the consciousness of the outer world. And this working in unison on that day, all of the information, all of the light that was geared toward the understanding of the compassionate, loving, peaceful religion that Islam is, through the celebrations that took place for Muhammad Ali the week before, bringing in this consciousness of gay pride throughout the United States and all of the celebrations and joy of people reveling in who they are, recognizing their divinity as a child of God, regardless of anybody else's outer world prejudice or discrimination, and the realization of the compassion and the love of humanity just at that heartfelt base level of other human beings harming other human beings has added to the world in monumental ways. Now, on this sacred and holy solstice, we are being asked to gather up all of those energies that have been building in momentum and to take them to the next level on behalf of humanity. Because when we have tried to change outer world appearances without changing the cause of what the problem is in the first place, which is anything that we think, feel, believe, or experience that is not based in love, that is the cause of every single malady existing on this planet. So when we try to change those outer world things by passing laws and things, all of that's important and needs to be done, but that's not what's going to ultimately stop it. Because what's going to ultimately stop it is the shift of consciousness. And trying to change outer world appearance without changing the cause, moving people into the realization of oneness for all life, then it's like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the what's causing the reflection in the first place. So what we are being asked to do today, and we're going to do this, we're going to do a meditation. Now, the beings of light, because of this powerful moment, have expanded a magnificent amphitheater of light that encircles the entire planet Earth and extends into the heaven as far as the eye can see. For several days now, this incredible portal that envelops all of Wisconsin is open to full breadth, and from the very core of creation, the heart of our Father, Mother, God, the golden flame of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace has been flowing through the heart flames of the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, bathing the earth. And things that conflict with that have been pushed to the surface through this portal in Florida because of the focus of humanity's attention on this outer world event. And the violet flame is transmuting cause, core, effect, record, and memories, the outer world consciousness of hate and radicalized religions and abuse of power and prejudice and all of the negativity that has caused that situation in the first place. So these energies, the violet flame has been blazing through the planet for several days. The golden flame of peace and eternal abundance has as well. Now this amphitheater of light encircling the planet, extending into the heavens as far as the eye can see, literally legions of light through all creation have projected their luminous presence into this amphitheater of light. And they are joining with us now and with the I Am presence of every single man, woman, and child on earth belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, and they have extended this light, their momentum, flooding every particle and wave of life on earth, bringing in the full divine momentum of the patterns of perfection that will help to shift now the consciousness of humanity. And we are being asked to invoke this light through the heart flames of all humanity, and we're going to do this utilizing the influx of light of this powerful galactic and celestial cycle of the solstice that's embraced to greatly amplify it in a full moon, this sacred and holy day. So if you will join with me now by going within to the divinity of your heart and just following me through this, through the full power of your attention, knowing that this is a moment when we are being asked to be the open door to invoke the light of God that will help shift the consciousness of all humanity into a higher level of enlightenment, Christ consciousness, the full divine momentum that we received at our inception as a son or daughter of God. So breathe in deeply, I'm going to be stating this invocation in the first person so that we will each experience it individually. But know that we are truly one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And what we are invoking for ourselves, this sacred and holy time, we are invoking for all life on this planet. And we begin. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, within us and within the hearts of all humanity, we invoke the legions of light throughout infinity to be with us throughout this sacred and holy activity of light. We invoke the legions of light throughout infinity who have projected their luminous presence into the magnificent amphitheater of light that is encircling this planet and extending into the heavens as far as the eye can see. Beloved ones, come forth now. We are one with all of these magnificent forces of light, and through our sincere heart call, they have joyously come to help humanity's I Am presence raise and sustain every man, woman, and child on earth in the enlightened state of Christ consciousness. Through this level of divine consciousness, transfiguring divine love, the oneness of all life, and reverence for every particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation are becoming the order of the new day on planet Earth. Beloved legions of light, we ask that you gather up every single electron of precious life energy that has been expended this month by humanity. Purify this energy with the power and might of 1,000 suns using the new solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And weave this purified energy into the collective cup of humanity's consciousness so that every electron of precious life energy that has been released by the sons and daughters of God on earth this month will be used to manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth, our planetary cause of divine love, our newly birthed renaissance of divine love, our fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies, our return to Christ consciousness, and the infinite abundance and eternal peace of our Father, Mother God. We accept that this activity that we are calling forth right here and right now will be victoriously accomplished from this moment forth with every breath we take. Expanding and sustaining this event until the earth and all her life are wholly ascended and free. And we begin now by manifesting our path of life. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I proceed. As I invoke this activity of light for myself, I invoke it on behalf of every person on earth, in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. During this cosmic moment, on my beloved planet Earth, change is easily manifesting in my life through God's divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I love it free and forgive myself for any perceived transgression of the laws of harmony and balance. I know I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and peace. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. And we are one with this infinite intelligence within us. With the intervention of our I Am Presence, we are always able to make the correct choices. We love ourselves unconditionally, and we are grateful for the opportunity to change, which we now accept with deep humility and gratitude. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through our newly balanced, immortal, victorious threefold flame. From this moment forth, we individually and collectively choose to create lives of oneness, divine love, reverence for life, peace, prosperity, vibrant health, and all that supports our highest good. Our I Am Presences have now taken full dominion of this activity of light, and collectively we affirm, I am perpetually reflecting God's divine love, wisdom, and power. I am the immaculate concept of my full divine potential as my I Am Presence. I am able to transform every aspect of my life into the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. Now I am lifting up in consciousness, and I am ascending into the realms of illumined truth. I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth, and I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, which pulsates in the fifth dimensional crystalline frequencies of solar light associated with the new earth. I am one with God. I am that I am. The entire company of heaven is now standing in readiness, and I send forth a clarion call into the universe, invoking my illumined brothers and sisters to come and help me in this moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of my clarion call reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth, and they take their strategic positions above the planet. They begin forming a tremendous circle as they stand shoulder to shoulder above this precious earth. As one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy and vibration of pure divine love, the beings of light breathe into their heart flames from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the most intensified frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity and the earth are capable of withstanding at a cellular level. Now the light workers on earth prepare to be the open portal through which this divine gift of the violet flame will manifest in the world of form. Through every person's I Am Presence, the threefold flame blazing in his or her heart begins expanding and expanding until it envelops their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As one, we experience a beautiful blue flame blazing through our left brain hemisphere and the left side of our body. This is the masculine polarity of God, pulsating with the divine will, power, and authority of our Father God's first cause of perfection. Now we experience a beautiful pink flame blazing through our right brain hemisphere and the right side of our body. This is the feminine polarity of God, pulsating with divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. Our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. As this brand new frequency of the masculine and feminine polarities of God are balanced within us, we experience rising up between these sacred flames, the yellow-gold flame, which represents the sons and daughters of God, pulsating with a new and higher frequency now of Christ consciousness, and the divine wisdom, illumination, and enlightenment of our I Am Presence. With the completion of this expanded and intensified threefold flame, as one, we affirm, I am now enveloped in my newly activated fifth-dimensional crystalline solar immortal victorious threefold flame. Through this sacred fire, I am the full expression of my I Am Presence here and now in the world of form. With this activation, I am able to now bring my life path into physical manifestation. And I now affirm my life path. I remember who I am, and I love and respect myself as a beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's light and love as I sojourn through all of my earthly experiences. I am manifesting perfection in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. Divine love perpetually flows through all of my heart flames. I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every aspect of my life. I am fulfilling my divine purpose and reason for being, and I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. Day by day, I am open and receptive to the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am financially free. I am reaching my highest divine potential in all of my experiences as a son or daughter, a woman or man, a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, as a relative, a friend, a co-worker, a teacher, a way shower, a steward of the earth, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an exponent of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. My heart is the open door through which flows the infinite light of God's divine love, eternal peace, abundance, wisdom, enlightenment, illumination, harmony, balance, happiness, and abounding joy. Through my thoughts, feelings, words, actions, memories, and beliefs, I am a living example of divine love, truth, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I communicate openly and honestly with every person I come in contact with. I am a compassionate and thoughtful listener. I continually ask for guidance from my I Am Presence, and I receive information and viable solutions to the various situations that are surfacing in my life. I also receive guidance that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan. I now realize through all levels of consciousness that I am a powerful instrument of God during this auspicious time on planet Earth. I now invoke the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection to instantly transmute into light every single thought, feeling, word, action, memory, or belief that I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that would in any way prevent these patterns of perfection from manifesting in my life. I accept that my life path is God victoriously manifesting right here and right now, even as I call. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being and that I abide simultaneously in both the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light in the heavenly realms and the physical world of form on the new earth. My life now reflects the immaculate concept of all that I have invoked this sacred and holy day. With my every breath, I am continually an open portal for the full magnitude of the patterns of perfection I have called forth from the core of creation, and they are manifesting in my life daily and hourly. Moment by moment, the transformation into the perfection of the new earth is occurring as these archetypes are manifesting in the lives of all humanity. This is the order of the new cosmic day on planet Earth, and I am eternally grateful. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. And so it is. I am, I am, I am that I am.
Beautiful. Just giving everyone a moment to take in the reverberations. How powerful.
This is such an important time, Jacqueline, and what the beings of light keep reiterating to us, that we are powerful beyond our knowing. And every time we invoke them and invoke the light, because of the urgency of the hour and the intensified purging and cleansing that's taking place on planet Earth, our Father, Mother, God have granted them permission to amplify our invocations, our prayers, our meditations, and all of our activities of light 1,000 times 1,000-fold. And what that means on a very practical level is every time we invoke the light, we are invoking it when we invoke the company of heaven to join us and assist us. We are invoking it with the power and might of 1,000,000 people. Just imagine.
What an opportunity. And I think so many in our community have felt the call to serve, sometimes even from a very young age, and this is it. I mean, no matter what our jobs are, no matter what our physical doing is, or even if we're incapacitated, we all have an ability to serve in this way.
We absolutely do. This is something that all of us can do, and we're all here because for lifetimes we've been prepared to do that, and we've been given permission to come into the physical plane. These seminars we offer throughout the United States, you know, normally once a month, and different things take place. We never know in advance what the reason is that the company of heaven has asked us to gather in certain places. But in this one instance that we just experienced on June 12th in Milwaukee, it was to open this dormant portal of abundance and eternal peace. And the beings of light have indicated to us that by invoking this light, this will greatly amplify and expand this into the outer world. And when we do this, you know, when we allow ourselves to be that open door, we are creating an atmosphere, an environment that will help even the most asleep soul get his or her head above the mud puddle of the painful experiences of their life, of all of their misinformation and disinformation that they have bought into that's causing them to act out in such adverse ways, enough that they can start hearing that inner call of their I Am presence. So we just need to remember, and we need to keep on keeping on, and knowing that every moment of every day, every single thought, word, action, or feeling is an opportunity for us to add to the light of the world. And as long as we're conscious of that, consciously saying, how can I handle this situation in a way that's going to add to the light of the world instead of with anger or hate or confusion or fear or whatever, all of that negativity, for instance, the kind of fear and the kind of negativity that comes up, as horrific as that was on June 12th with the events in Orlando, light is infinitely more powerful than anything those terrorists can inspire in the hearts of people in the way of fear or trepidation. So just keep invoking the light in the face of all adversity. One person invoking the light can transmute and transform back into light the fear created by a terrorist activity, even though it may be reverberating through the hearts of hundreds of thousands of people. That's how more powerful the light is than any fragmented fear-based consciousness. So for us to remember that, and in the face of all adversity, keep on keeping on. Where your attention is, there you are. We need to know what's going on. We need to be observant. But instead of wringing our hands and being overwhelmed by the negativity and buying into the fear and locking ourselves in our rooms so that we don't have to confront anyone in the outer world, we need to know that the light of God is always victorious and that we are that light, and begin instantaneously sending forth love, sending forth compassion, sending forth healing, and transmuting the events that are taking place.
What a powerful reminder, and what perfect timing.
Nothing is happening by accident, is it?
No,
everything,
it isn't.
As shocking as it is, as awful as it is, you know, as long as we know that no matter what it is, we can take it and transform it into a gift of love and compassion for the planet, then we can stand firm in the face of all adversity.
And it's a full moon solstice too.
Yes, it sure is. So it greatly amplifies this energy and all that we're doing and all that everybody. I mean, there are millions and millions of people that celebrate the solstice, even though they may not have any idea or focus at all on what we're talking about today. But all of this energy is being gathered up and utilized for the healing of the planet and for the highest good and the shift of consciousness.
Perfect. And I'd just like to mention, as we come to a close now, that we will have the invocation that you just brought forth. We will turn that very quickly, and we'll put it out on a replay announcement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Patricia, thank you so much for today, but you know, much more broadly, for your presence, for your mission, for, you know, the years that you've sustained this and before so many others.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Jacqueline. We are all blessed and honored to be able to do this work. There's no doubt about that. And it is the greatest joy of my heart to be able to share with you and all the wonderful people that are tuning in with on your wonderful program. I'm so grateful for you and for the light you're adding to the world through this program and many other things that you do as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I send you my love and to all of our beautiful listeners as well. Thank you. And until the next time.
Thank you.